Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you. First of all, allow me to react to these statements. But on behalf of my colleague, I'd like to, on behalf of my colleagues from the division, I'd like to thank you for this comment. We've tried this afternoon, quite apart from looking at the impact of these activities of 2023, we're trying to show how our current activities are trying to build on the synergy, strengthen the synergy between the three working pillars of UNCTAD. And also, it's allowed us also to show how, similarly, we are responding to the demands from the UN General Assembly and other mandates. You mentioned one of the initiatives which entails modernizing our information platform in the area of investment policy up. For us, it's extremely important to ensure that access to this information is, first of all, very straightforward, easily available, easily accessible for all our clients, if I can call them clients or customers. We have figures that show very clearly which countries are really using this platform. And they have shown a great deal of interest in having content that could be specifically legible in local languages. So I think that's terribly important.
Now, the distinguished delegate of Iran, also on behalf of my colleagues, for his very kind words and also for the appreciation of our work. The distinguished delegate of Iran mentioned our World Investment Report. I didn't mention the report in my presentation today for a very obvious reason. As you have heard from my colleague, Mr. Baldwin, on the first day of the Commission, it will be informed by some of the discussions you had during this meeting, particularly as they related to digital government platforms, which were the core of the debates on Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. Again, this is an illustration of how the three pillars of work can be synergized. I mean, as you have heard, I mean, these platforms, I mean, are present, I mean, in over 100 countries, I mean, 101 to be really precise. They have been field tested in a very thorough manner, thanks to the feedback that we have received in the field. We were able not only to improve the existing ones, but also to find new applications to the platform and the softwares. We have now discussed the issues, sorry, during this commission, and now it's going to inform our main policy and analytical outfit, the World Investment Report, which, as you heard, will be launched here in Geneva on the 4th of July. So yes, we will remain vigilant. We will continue looking at the latest trends in terms of investment and policies. As you have heard also on Monday morning, and I also mentioned earlier on the monitors that have been produced by the division. And again, another opportunity to thank the delegations that are present here, because this is a response originally to a request from this commission to produce this topical information in order to facilitate and inform policy and decision making. Last but not least, the distinguished delegate of Iran mentioned our work on international investment agreement in support of the reform process and ISDS, and I would like to recall at this occasion the commitment made by the officer in charge of the division, Mr. Richard Baldwin, on Monday to possibly organize a session together with our colleagues. Thank you very much. Thank you again, I mean, for your kind words of appreciation. Thank you.